The Juno Assembly is bracing for a tough budget season in the coming months. That's because during last fall's municipal election, Juno voters approved municipal tax cuts that created a multi-million dollar recurring hole in the city's budget. The city's next fiscal year begins on July 1st of this year. Starting then, and every fiscal year moving forward, the city will face an estimated $10 to $12 million in revenue loss in its general fund. That's due to the tax exemption on food and utilities and a cap on the city's property tax rate that voters passed. It's now up to the Assembly to figure out how to mend that gap. Earlier this week, the city released a survey asking residents to help inform the Assembly as it decides in the coming months about how to move forward with the budget. Christine Wall is on the Juno Assembly and is its Finance Committee Chair. During KTOO's Juno Afternoon Show on Tuesday, she says the survey is meant to be tough.
We want people to be a little bit in our shoes in terms of having to make hard decisions about priorities.
The survey asked residents to pick what city programs and services are most important to fund, and to pick what services to reduce funding for. The list includes programs like libraries and museums, trails and parks, and homeless services. The survey also asks what values they want the Assembly to prioritize, like whether to keep taxes low, continue to support local businesses year-round, or fund affordable housing projects. The survey broadly lists programs, services, and values. That's by design, says Phil Hibshin, an engagement specialist with the city's communication department. He says the survey is meant to simplify the complexities and nuances of the city's $478 million budget so it's digestible for everyday residents.
We're trying to reposition all of this really complex data and information as really simple values information that people can understand.
The survey also includes some budgets that the Assembly doesn't necessarily have direct control of, like the airport or hospital, which have their own boards and operate like businesses. But Hibshin said the information is meant to guide the Assembly as they make decisions during the budget cycle.
We're hoping that they'll have a compass, so to speak, of what kind of areas in terms of city services the broad public of Juno kind of values the most and where they're willing to make trade-offs.
Assemblymember Wall explained that budgetary cuts aren't the only way to mend the deficit. There are other options too, like increasing revenue using bonds or increasing sales taxes or user fees. The survey asks residents what options they'd be comfortable seeing implemented.
There's lots of different ways to address revenue reductions. You can figure out other ways to increase revenue.
Along with the survey, the city plans to host three community workshops and two Assembly listening sessions on the budget. The survey is open until mid-February, and respondents are eligible for several prizes, like an annual city bus pass or a two-night stay at the Hilda Dam Cabin. The city manager will release the draft city budget in March. The Assembly must finalize its budget before July 1st. In Juno, I'm Clarice Larson.